We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. Spiritual pain points. What the heck is that? Well, in this episode, I'm going to talk about those challenges, those difficulties, and how to work through the spiritual pain points that we all encounter every single day. So please continue listening. Welcome to Enthusiastically Spiritual, your go-to source for exploring and understanding your spiritual journey and leaving behind all the woo-woo. If you are searching spiritually or inquisitive about spirituality, or perhaps you've been on a path your whole life, then this is the right podcast for you. Hi, I'm Teresa Shantz, a full-on spiritual seeker and enthusiast for living life with spirit. Join me in exploring spiritual insights, spiritual truths, and spiritual stories that may sometimes seem crazy or perhaps out of the norm, whatever normal is, but true events that happen to us every day. Whether you've had an out-of-body experience, received messages from spirit, perhaps have had those dreams that have come true, or maybe see people that have even passed on, or maybe you're just super sensitive to energy. If so, you know what? You are not alone or crazy, but just a sensitive soul moving through an energetic world. This podcast explores all of that and more, and it's brought to you in a mini morsel bite to satisfy your spiritual sweet tooth starting now. Hi, welcome back to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. I'm Teresa. So this episode is about spiritual pain points. And the word pain points, I had no idea what that was up until a few years ago when I started with TNT Spirit Works and developing my business. And pain points is a big deal. So I want to share with you today about spiritual pain points. And if you're unaware what those pain points or what that means is, those are difficulties you may have in life, challenges, literally things that pain you that you're looking for help with in your life. And so, and what we do at TNTSpiritWorks.com is try to help you with your spiritual pain points. But like I said, until a few years ago, when I started my own business with my co-founder, Tom, I had no idea what the heck a pain point was. But I am obviously learning very quickly. And I want to share a little bit about my life and how I came into understanding the pain points that I had as a spiritual being. So, when I was young, I grew up in an alcoholic, dysfunctional family. And looking back at it, I didn't think much about it, except for the fact that I knew from day dot when I got here, and as many years back as I can remember, I wanted to leave home. And even my mom will tell me like, yeah, when you were really little, you were like, I'm leaving. So I not only did I want to get away from obviously the dysfunction in the family and the energy and things that were going on, but I really had a mission and I was very determined from a young, intuitive aspect of me and who I was as a soul. So when I was 17, I joined the U.S. Air Force and I went right back to Germany, which was my past life was at. At 20, I got married and I had my first child at 26. I had my second child at 28. And I was a homemaker for over 11 years, a homemaker. And I was also a full-time volunteer at the girls' school. And so I stayed at home for over 11 years. And then at 38, I entered massage therapy school. At 49, I got a divorce. And then March 2018 is when I started, and I'm a co-founder of TNTSpiritWorks.com, which is the spiritual entrepreneur business that I have with my spiritual partner and husband, Tom. And so in looking at back at life and all the things that I went through to get where I'm at, I definitely experienced quite a few pain points. And so what I'm doing now with my spirituality and moving out into the world, it's important to get out there and understand what people need from us. And in today's world, there are loads of people sharing about spirituality. They're sharing about how to be more psychic and how to connect with angels and having angel readings and mediumship and being aware of energy. I mean, it is all out there. And you know what? Looking back at over the years, it's absolutely wonderful. I mean, I'm so glad there's so many people sharing about spirituality in different aspects and really hitting, you know, the things that turn them on and wanting to work with people and all the aspects that are out there, because there is a lot of people on the planet and we all have this spiritual part in us. So understanding how to work with it is really key to being here on the planet. So, and also, you know, I look at all the offerings that people have these days and it's really like a smorgasbord of offerings. I mean, it's really like one awesome buffet line of spirituality. And I love it. So back to the pain points. So, you know, when I create these episodes, I obviously check in with spirit and I'm like, okay, so why did this come up for me today to talk about pain points? And the reason why it came up for myself today is I'm going through some dynamics with my children who are having issues with talking to me from the divorce. And so it's been very challenging. And those are some of my personal pain points that have affected me energetically from what they're going through, what I'm going through, and et cetera. But then also I wanted to look back at some of the pain points that I've had throughout my life in reference to, like I said, my most recent things that I'm going through. But there's three areas that really hit me of what I've gone through my whole life. And one is being extremely sensitive to energy. So as a little kid, when I was growing up in the alcoholic dysfunctional family, all the chaos, the instability of those I live with around me really, really affected me. And from a little kid, I remember having psoriasis, eczema, you know, just out of sorts energetically, especially looking back at it, I'm like, wow. I mean, I really was very affected by the energy of the family, the energy of the environments that we lived in, which one I want to share with you. So one environment we lived in when I was very young, had ghosts in it. And I recall whenever we moved in, there was a shed off to the side of the house. And as a little kid, I mean, literally I was kindergarten, so I was probably four or five. I went into the shed and there was a ghost. There was a game that was Casper the Ghost game. If any of you are familiar with Casper the Friendly Ghost, this game was in the shed and I took it and I just love this game the whole time we lived in this house. And to me, looking back at it, it really was a indication or a message from I think it was a couple that was in the house that passed away, that, you know, they are friendly, but they're in the house. So the environments that I lived in at that point was, there was always something going on. Like mom saw them flying, going down the hallway. Or one time we had an old Victrola record player and all the records had water within them one morning and just weird stuff happened. My brother felt them touch his face. And I mean, I could go on and on, but it was a lot of weird things going on in that environment. And so also, you know, the places I've lived besides that one, but when I went back to Germany, which was my past life, I was there for 3 years and I was sick so much. I'm sure a lot of it was past life stuff, which I had no idea at that point, but it was really an amazing time. I love Germany, but I was so, so sick. So, but the bottom line is I'm extremely sensitive to energy. And looking back at my life, I've had so many different aspects that have really affected me over the years. And so another pain point that I've had over the years is not knowing what to do with all I was feeling inside of me. So that comes down to, it can come down to, you know, discerning the energies around me. Is that me? Is that not me? And you know, what am I doing? Am I picking up on people's, I'm so sensitive. I could pick up on people and what they're feeling. And that has really bothered me and stirred me up my whole life also. And then the third one I came up with, a pain point for myself, is getting loads of insights, but unaware of how to work with them. You know, like those, you know, the audible, you know, I'm clairaudient, so hearing things, the prophetic part of me, claircognizant, I just know things. I've had visions, and the feelings, I mean, all four aspects that, you know, we talk about it with TNTSpiritWorks.com, your four different unique gifts that you have in you, your psychic gifts. I have had these awarenesses my whole life, and I did not know what to work with, how to work with them or what to do with them. So those are my spiritual pain points. Those are the three that really popped into my mind this morning as I'm going through my current situation with my family, as well as what to share in this episode. So I have a question for you guys. You know, what ones do you have, or are you aware of these pain points that you may need some assistance with? Because like I said, for years, I didn't. I mean, until I started really going down this avenue of my own spiritual journey, I had no idea that I was being affected by energy, and that the reason why I had eczema or psoriasis was inner things, you know, shedding on the outside. I had no idea about things like that. So as a spiritual entrepreneur and small business owner, helping others understand and work with those spiritual pain points is what excites me. And if you need help with your pain points or understanding a bigger picture for your spiritual journey, on June 26th, TNT Spirit Works is offering a presentation on making spirituality practical. We'll be talking about those pain points that are so important to all of us as spiritual beings. We'll be sharing a blueprint and roadmap of you as a soul. So if you want to join us, there is a Linktree link in the show notes, and we would love to have you. It is going to be a lot of fun and a great way to start down this path of understanding your spiritual pain points and how you can help alleviate them. So again, thank you so much for listening, and please make sure you subscribe because I have a new episode coming out every week. And until the next one, just remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey. Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.